This is the first jazz record from 1917, Dixie Jazz Band One Step. If the music on this disc sounds archaic and distant from our own time, that's not surprising. This disc, recorded more than 80 years ago, places us at the very beginning of the jazz age. Before radio, before Prohibition and Lindbergh's Atlantic Crossing, in the days of wind-up Victrolas, at about the time of World War I. Still, this record contains all the important elements of New Orleans jazz. Dance rhythms, improvised solos, ensemble polyphony, and the unique musical blend that had emerged from New Orleans' gumbo pot of diverse cultures, a gumbo that was both black and white, immigrant and native, European and African, sacred and secular, privileged and impoverished. This is the first of two programs exploring the original Dixieland Jazz Band, their music, and its lasting impression on jazzmakers worldwide, and sampling 80 years of recordings that started with this one in 1917. Tuned to Jazz Rhythm with yours truly, Dave Radlauer, and an assessment of the worldwide impact of the first jazz band on record in the year 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band. All the members were originally from New Orleans and worked in a variety of bands in New Orleans. There were early precursors to the band, but the band clearly gelled in Chicago in 1916 and came to New York in 1917, made quite an impression worldwide as they began to appear on records. The clarinetist in the band, Larry Shields, has often been considered the most accomplished instrumentalist of ODJB, not surprising since the Shields family was an important family in New Orleans. Larry himself took up clarinet at age 14, 1 year later joined Nick LaRocca's first band, Jazz Rhythm, and the music of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Thank you. from 1936. The original Dixieland 5 and several of the original members and the original instrumentation of ODJB, Nick LaRocca, cornet, Eddie Edwards, trombone, Larry Shields, clarinet, Tony Spobaro, drums, and on piano was James Russell Robinson, who had replaced the pianist Henry Ragus, who was originally the pianist in the band. Before that, we heard the Livery Stable Blues, played by Muggsy Spanier's Ragtime Band from 1939, Spanier on cornet, and George Bruni's trombone, Rod Kless, clarinet. The Livery Stable Blues, also known as Barnyard Blues, and three of the original recordings of the original Dixieland Jazz Band from 1917 and 1918 started the program. Dixie Band One Step, as it was called on that particular recording, at the Jazz Band Ball and Ostrich Walk, all originals of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Still ahead, John Gill's original Sunset Five and a variety of European bands. Nick Dominic James LaRocca, was cornet player and band leader of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. He was born in New Orleans in 1889 and was active from a young age with other young white musicians in New Orleans, including the Bruni's brothers. No less than Bix Beiderbecke modeled his steady drive and rhythmic freedom from Nick LaRocca's early original Dixieland Jazz Band records. LaRocca, with other members of the band, composed and scored the band's signature tunes. Classics such as At the Jazz Band Ball, Clarinet Marmalade, Fidgety Feet, original Dixieland One Step, Ostrich Walk, and their version of The Tiger Rag. Let's hear in this next set more from the original band of 1918. Sensation Rag, composed by Eddie Edwards, trombonist in the band. Mornin' Blues, composed by drummer Tony Spobaro. Unusually, Spobaro is actually playing a bass drum on these recordings. Many of the early recordings had difficulties with some of the drums and replaced the basic drum kit with lighter instruments, but they seem to have done all right with Tony Spobaro and the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Clarinet Marmalade, again composed by clarinetist Larry Shields and pianist Henry Ragus, who died in the great influenza epidemic of 1919. Starting the set, however, we'll hear a tune composed by LaRocca and clarinetist Shields with Bix Beiderbecke's very first recording with the Wolverines in 1924, their Fidgety Feet. Thank you. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer bringing you the music of Original Dixieland Jazz Band, the first jazz band heard on records between about the years 1917 and 1922. Still ahead in this hour, recent bands from France, America, and the Netherlands play tunes by ODJB. Here's two more from 1918, Mornin' Blues and Clarinet Marmalade.
Thank you.
Considerable ensemble swing there, and those still speak to us very well, some 80, almost 80 years since they were recorded. Clarinet Marmalade featuring Larry Shields on clarinet, Mornin' Blues, 1918, Sensation Rag, also 1918, and we started with Bix Beiderbecke with the Wolverines, his very first session in 1924, Fidgety Feet, the music of and the impact of the original Dixieland Jazz Band assessed on Jazz Rhythm.